It's 8 o'clock on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Abe Beeson, your School of Jazz host, and tonight we hand over an hour of our show to our School of Jazz guest DJ. And tonight we have 16-year-old guitarist Faye Alesi. She's with the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band and also works with the Seattle Jazz Ed Program. Welcome to the show, Faye.
Hi, Abe. Great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here, and we're going to hear a lot of guitars on the show today. How will we begin?
Well, first we have Ain't Misbehavin'. Joe Pass on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Joe Pass, Ain't Misbehavin' on 88.5 KNKX.
You're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ show. Faye Alessi is a 16-year-old guitarist. She's a junior at Roosevelt High School in the jazz band there. It also works with Seattle Jazz Ed, and we'll get into the Jazz Ed Girls Ellington project a little bit later in the show. That's an exciting thing. But Faye, let's start off asking about how you got into playing the guitar. Was it your first instrument?
It was my first instrument, and my mom always expected us to play an instrument from second grade to eighth grade, because by the time we had that much experience, we'd know that we hated it, or we'd have enough experience to continue. And I obviously continued, and I've been playing guitar for 10 years now.
What kind of music did your parents listen to?
Well, my dad listened to a lot of rock music, and my mom always listened to a lot of folk music, so I heard a lot of Pete Seeger.
Ah, interesting. The music that we've got coming up on the show, we've got some Hammond organs, we've got some accordions, we've even got some harp coming up later. Tell me about your fascination with unusual instruments.
Well, I love unusual instruments, especially in jazz, because it's not what you expect. And even though jazz is always improvised and it's not supposed to be the same every time, it still often has the same instruments and the same feel. So when you have these new instruments, it brings a whole new thing to the music.
Now, this next guitarist we're going to hear from was one of the early guitarists to really make an impression on American music as a European, the great Django Reinhardt. And to this day, people will tell you he's the greatest guitarist who ever lived.
Well, I love how he mixes genres. Not all of his music is completely jazz. It always has other things in it. And I also love he was one of the first band leaders that was a guitarist that really made it big anywhere. And so I think that's really interesting.
Faye Alessi is our School of Jazz guest DJ. You can get more information at the website, knkx.org.
This is Django Reinhardt. I'll see you in my dreams. Thank you. You're connected to 88.5 KNKX.
Now you say you're lonely. You cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Cry me a river, cry me a river, 'cause I cried a river over you. You gave me, nearly drove me out of my head. When you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're lonely. Well, you cried a whole night through. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river. and told me you were through with me, and now you say you're sorry. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river, 'cause I cried the river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry. Thank you.
Wes Montgomery and Wynton Kelly, West Coast Blues, on 88.5 KNKX.
Where you're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ. Faye Alessi is her name. She's a junior, 16-year-old at Roosevelt High School, a guitarist. And yeah, we're hearing a lot of guitar on the show. Wes Montgomery is one of my all-time favorites, Faye. Now, of course, as you know, does not play with a pick.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways of playing the guitar in different styles. Have you settled on one?
I would not say I've settled on one, although if I got to choose every time, I would normally say no pick.
No pick.
Although there are some things you want the sharp sound, the pick is good for that. But I always prefer to play without a pick.
And you're adding an instrument. You're getting into the banjo. I actually want to talk about that later because I want to skip back another song and mention the Queen of the Hammond Organ. We heard Shirley Scott in here.
Well, I love the organ because it's such an interesting sound, and it's sort of like piano. That's why this song specifically was interesting, because it's the organ and the piano in the same song. So you have the more sharp sound of the piano and the more drawn out, almost electronic sound of the organ. Together, it's just such an interesting combination because you don't often see the organ, and even less do you see the organ and the piano together.
Yeah, Shirley Scott with Count Basie on that one, Street of Dreams. And Shirley Scott, one of the great female instrumentalists in jazz, of which there were too few in our past, and a slowly growing number in the present and future. Our next guitarist coming up, Mary Osborne.
Before I had heard of Mary Osborne, I hadn't really heard of almost any female guitarists from that time. I especially enjoyed her, actually, because I learned that later in her career, she learned classical guitar and would sometimes play without a pick, which that's me. So
wonderful. Our School of Jazz guest DJ is Faye Alessi, and you can connect to the School of Jazz and find out lots more information. Check out Faye's full set list at knkx.org.
Thank you.
You're connected to the School of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Barney Kessel, Autumn Leaves. And you're listening to 88.5 KNKX.
And we're connecting you to our School of Jazz guest, DJ Faye Alesi. Faye, as I mentioned, you're part of the Seattle Jazz Ed program and working with the Girls Ellington Project. The year has begun for the girls, right?
Yes, we've had, I think, two rehearsals so far, and the band is really big this year, which is great because, you know, in past years, I think it's been kind of small, and now we have like four pianists or something.
Wow, that's awesome. You were telling me that you're also picking up some banjo. Is that for the Ellington band?
Yes. So we're playing a song for the Swing Central competition, and the part is written for banjo. And I was just going to play it on guitar, but then Kelly said, can you play that on banjo? My mom plays banjo, and she's played banjo for quite a while. So I had a few banjos at home, and I just retuned one of them to be the same as the top four strings of the guitar. And I figured out that rootless chords work the same on the banjo as they would on guitar. So
interesting.
And it was like such a main point of jazz in the 40s. I bet that they would not have guessed that pretty much no one plays banjo for jazz anymore.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. Now, another unusual instrument. We have the world-class jazz harpist, Dorothy Ashby, coming up next. Tell us about the sound of the jazz harp.
It sounds almost exactly like guitar, and you can tell the difference, but the sound of the open strings being plucked, it's so similar. I myself sometimes have trouble identifying which is which. You see guitar in jazz, and you see piano in jazz, and harp is like a good mix of both of those instruments, so it's surprising you don't see it more.
It's a fantastic sound, and we've got a really cool blues for Mr. K next. Connect to the School of Jazz. Find out more about Faye Alesi at knkx.org. Thank you.
That was Raphael Faye's Menil Montan on 88.5 KNKX.
A little jazz manouche on our School of Jazz guest DJ show. Our DJ, Faye Alessi, thank you so much for coming in. This has been a delight.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to get back to Evening Jazz program. Robin Lloyd's taking over in just a few minutes. You can connect to the School of Jazz for more details on how you can get involved with the School of Jazz at knkx.org.